Hello, beautiful ladies and gentlemen. Pardon me for my absence. Welcome to the Kim of Diamonds Note to Self podcast. I have not been leaving notes to self lately because of just busy and trying moments. So today I'm like, you know what? I have to share one of those things that I'm learning, that I've learned, that I'm still enforcing into myself. And maybe you're going through something similar and you are wondering how to like maneuver that situation, right? So going straight into it, I'm not gonna keep it long at all. Today I had a great conversation with my brother and one of my cousins, and just lately, over the weekend lately, there was just a bunch of stuff happening. And so I feel like all that stuff shifted my perspective on a lot of things. Genuinely, like, I feel the change, like, deeply. I don't know how else I can explain it, but basically what I want to just share with you is that the time to do whatever it is you feel the need to do is absolutely right now. No more wasting time. No more waiting for validation, applause, acknowledgement, support, people to believe in you. Just go at it, be at it, and stay at it. I'm telling you, if you have found what you believe to be your life purpose, just go all in, or work towards going all in somehow, somewhere. Don't change who you are for people. Don't prioritize other people's dreams over your own. That's not how it's supposed to be. I don't call that support. I don't think that supporting, like, okay, let me rewind that a little bit so I explain myself properly. When you are supporting someone, it's exactly supposed to be you helping them. It doesn't mean surrendering whatever you're working on so that you can, you know, help them. No, you should find a balance. I want to encourage both you and me to really find a balance in helping other people and also chasing our own things. And I feel like the most important thing actually is you doing your own thing. Do you know what I mean? You have to do your own thing, in the sense that if you are in a good place, then you can help someone else. Then you can help, you know, you can go here and say, yo, I can help you out. But if you're not, it's gonna be very, it can be draining. It can honestly be draining. And also at the same time, you can get pulled down by the very same person you're trying to help. So you really have to look out for you. Like, that is legit what you have to do. Look out for you. It's not a selfish thing to do. What do I mean when I say look out for you? I mean, make sure your mind is in the right place. Your mental state, make sure you're okay. Make sure you're fine. Genuinely fine. Don't be out here stressed over people and things that really don't matter. And I feel like because of the situation, I can't quite get into specifics yet, hence the silences and the hums, but I will in my next recording. But for this one, I just want to say to you that, listen, go at it, get started, let's do this thing called life. It is so precious, and you are so precious, and you're here on earth to get certain things done. You don't have time to get distracted, trust me. And it's one of those things where you realize when you have a near-death experience, it hits you like, woof, wait a minute, you mean to tell me that my time here is limited? Yeah, we mean to tell you that. And that's why you can't be out here chasing and begging for love. You can't be out here chasing and begging for money, just focusing on money. Instead of focusing on making money or just money itself, I feel like it's better when you focus on value, which is something I'm teaching myself to do, to say, focus on the value of what you're creating. Focus on turning ideas into reality, not on I need to make money. Money is going to come through, but when it does, what you're going to do with it? You have a lot of people who have money, but the money is just dormant. They don't know what to do with it, you know? But yeah, honestly, that's what I want to just share with you right now. Look out for you. Take care of your body. It's the only thing that you have. Love it. especially if you're one of those people with body issues. I hate my body. I wish I was a man. I wish I was a woman. I wish I was this. I wish I was taller, whatever. Listen, love you. Genuinely love you for you. And then you can do whatever else you want to do after that. Love you for you, because if you don't love you for you, who will, man? Who will? So yeah, there you have it. Something that I just wanted to share with you. Things that I keep on reminding myself just to make sure I stay focused on the narrow road that most people don't travel on. So yeah, if you relate to this, if you have any comments that you want to make, any additions, any disagreements, whatever, feel free to leave me a message on any of my social media handles at Kim of Diamonds on Instagram, on Twitter, and on everything else. I think it's the same handle actually on everything else. So check me out, drop me a message if you relate. And peace and love from me to you. Until next time, stay focused, stay grinding, love yourself, and love yourself some more.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.